snowfall this week as the state shivers through a cold snap. As the Antarctic wind continues to breeze through Australia, Queensland temperatures are lowering and the chances of snow are increasing along the border regions of Darling Downs and the Granite Belt. The Bureau of Meteorology, Shane Kenny, told ABC it's most likely that they'll receive some snow flurries. However, it is unlikely to settle on the ground, but has the potential to. New grants will give women a boost in male-dominated industries, as announced on Friday. $2.8 million is being allocated to the Women in Industry program to support the unequal distribution of women in construction, mechanical, and manufacturing industries. Minister for Women, Shannon Fentiman, says investing in women's economic participation benefits the wider community. Organizations are encouraged to apply for funds in relevant industries.
In national news, the number of reported e-scooters injuries resulting in admission to emergency departments has increased from 691 in 2021 to 1,273 people in 2023. It comes as a result of ongoing work to conduct random breath tests on e-scooter riders as a way of preventing further incidents. Since last 2018, fractures have been the most common e-scooter injury, with roughly 1,324 fractures reported, followed by open wounds and sprains. Department of Transport and Main Road Manager of Road Rules and Emerging Technology, Nick McKay, stated that the majority of the injuries were from the riders stating, "The really tragic thing that we hate to see is that in a lot of cases, those riders were not following the rules. The state government is working on introducing random breath testing for riders and is exploring further safety precautions that could be implemented." In international news, two passenger buses carrying around 60 people have been swept into a river by a landslide in Nepal early Friday morning. Three survivors supposedly swam to safety, though the fate of the two buses are currently unknown. Officials have stated there was a third bus hit by the landslide not far from the first scene. This happened around 3 a.m. about 75 miles from Kathmandu. Nepal's Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal said he was saddened by the news and expressed further concern over the dangers of landslides due to recent flooding. For your weather today, Brisbane is mostly sunny with light winds. It is currently 14 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is expected to reach 4, which is the moderate band.
That's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or Twitter or head to our website 4zzz.org.au/news. Bye.